Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, three lines down. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Uva Aron El Moed. That's the pasuk that's found at the end of Avdat Hayom of Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara says, Lama Huba. Why is he coming into the Ol Moed? In Uva El Hotziat HaKaf VeHamachta. Must be that he's going into the Ol Moed in order to remove the kaf, the spoon, and the machta, the pan that he used to bring the ketoret, Lifnai v'lifnim, earlier on in the Avodah. Shekol ha-parsha kula nemra l'seder. The whole parsha in Achrimot, which describes the Avodah of Yom Kippur, is written in order. Chutz mi pasuk zeh, with exclusion of this pasuk. If you look in Parshat Achrimot, it looks like the layout of the Avodah is that the Avodat Hayom, that is done be-Bigdei Lavan, sits between the Avodah of the Bigdei Zahav, that he does in the morning, the Kohen Gadol, and the Avodah, the Big Day Zahav, that he does in the afternoon. Big Day Zahav are worn by the Kohen Gadol on a regular weekday. They're also worn in Yom Kippur for Avodah that relates to a regular weekday. So if you just looked in Parshi Achrimot without this drasha that we just saw in the Braita, you would think that in the morning, the Kohen Gadol would do the Avodah that's normally done in the morning, like the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Ketoret, the Nisuch HaYayin, the Minchat HaTamid, Hatavat HaNeirot, Minchat Chavitin, all those items that we've mentioned, he would do those in the Big Day Zahav. Then the Pasuk says that he changes from his Big Day Zahav into Big Day Lavan, the Big Day Kodesh, and then he performs the Avodat HaYom of Yom HaKippurim. The final Pasuk of that Avodah is in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Uzuva Aron El Omoed. And then, Upashat the Big Day Abad, Asher Lavash, Bevoa El Kodesh, Benikam Sham. And he takes off the Big Day Lavan that he wore for the work on Yom Kippur. And then in the subsequent Pasuk, it says, Rachatz B'sarob HaMayim B'makom Kadosh, V'Lavash B'Gadav. And he puts on his Bigadim, the Bigadim referring to here are his Big Day Zahav. And he goes back into his Big Day Zahav to complete the Avodah of the day, like Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, and so on and so forth. So from the Parsha Achrimot, where we find the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, you would think that there were three stages in the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. There was the regular weekday Avodah of the morning. There was the Avodah to Yom of Yom HaKippurim. And then there was the Avodah of the weekday during the afternoon. And so there are three stages of Avodah. If you have three stages of Avodah, then he would only need to change his clothing two times, or technically three times if you add in his entrance into the Mikdash and his departing from the Mikdash, depending if you hold like the Rabban or Rabbi Meir, which is between every time that he switched his clothes. He would get into his Big Day Zahav in the morning, he would take off his Big Day Zahav to get into the Big Day Lavan, he would take off the Big Day Lavan to once again be in the Big Day Zahav, and that would be the completion of the day. If that's the case, we would run into a problem, and that is what Rav Chista explains over here. My time, what's the reason do we say that this pasuk is out of order? Amar Rav Chista Gemire. We have Alacha the Moshe Misinai, Chamesh Tvilot, Vasara Kiddushim, Tovel, Kohen Gadol, Umikadesh, Bobayom. That the Kohen Gadol has 5 Tvilot, and 10 times that he washes his hands and his feet on the day of Yom HaKippurim. Be'ikis Sidran, if you just read the psukim literally in the order that it's found in Parshat Achrimot, you only find 3 times that he would go to the mikveh. He'd go to the mikveh when he first enters to switch into the Big Day Zahav, from the Big Day Zahav into the Big Day Lavan, from the Big Day Lavan back into the Big Day Zahav. And each one of those tefillot would require a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim twice. And again, the Rabbanan would say there's extra washing of the hands when he takes off his Big Day Zahav at the end of the day, and only one in the beginning when he puts on the Big Day Zahav. But that would be it. You wouldn't reach the number that is required by Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So because of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, we say there must be another switch between the Big Day Zahav and the Big Day Lavan. And that's what the Breito is introducing to us, that there is another time that he switches into the Big Day Lavan. And what is that for? That's for this last pasuk in the Avodat Yom HaKippurim, which is Uva'aron El Ol Moed, that Aaron goes into the Ol Moed. Tosafot over here already discusses, how do you know that this is the pasuk that's out of order? Why don't you say any of the other psukim are out of order? He says, first of all, v'yishlamar, mita dola behefsek benotzad kafa machta l'vodat hayom shelefaneh lamanem erba uva aron. Why do you need the word of aron? Because he's already in there. Uva aron implies that he's outside the Ol Moed, and now he needs to go inside. Well, if he's in the Big Day Lavan, and we're talking about the vodat hayom, he's already in there. So why would he have to be uva? Why would he have to go back in? Must be if he's going back in is because he left. And the implications of that are that something happened in between the time of the Avodat Hayom and Uva. The last pasuk here that he has to go back into the Ol Moed. Alashmamina must be Mishom Afsaka Bavodat Chutz. That he had to separate between it with the Avodat Chutz, with the regular weekday Avodah, and then go back in Uva to come back in, which implies that he was outside and now he's coming back in. Now, How do you know this is talking about Hotzad Kaf Umachta? Tosafot later on mentions because everything else is explicitly mentioned here. All the other avodot are laid out. Hotzat and Kaf and Machta is not mentioned anywhere, and therefore he must be going in to do something. So that something must be the Hotzat Kaf Umachta. That's number one. Number two is Tosafot asks the question, which is, why is it do we need this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? And we also need the Psukim to tell us that when he changes his clothing, he goes to the mikveh. He says we need both of them. Because the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai simply tells us that you need 5 tvilot during the day. Those 5 tvilot, we don't know what their distribution is, or how would they manifest themselves on the day of Yom HaKippurim. The answer is the Psukim, which we're going to learn in a second, is that the Pasuk teaches us that every time he changes his clothing, he must go to the mikveh. So the Pasuk teaches us when that takes place. The Halacha L'Moshe Misinai teaches us how many times that takes place. That's the way Tosafot and Rashi seem to read it. The Tosafot Yishanim has a slightly different approach, and he says that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai simply was that there were 5 times that he switched avodot during the day. That's all we learn from the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, nothing about tevilah. The Psukim teach us that when you change from avoda to avoda, you must go to the mikveh. And so through the Psukim, we learn not only where the placement of these 5 times are, but also the fact that you have to do tevilah. That's not simple to read into the words of the Gemara, because the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai says chamesh tevilot, which makes it sound like you have to go to the mikveh 5 times is part of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, not simply that there are 5 changes of avoda. But either way you read it, the combination of the Psukim and the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai tells us that every time the Kohen Gadol switches his clothing, he goes to the mikveh. How many times does he switch his clothing? That's 5 times. If you simply read the Parsha in its simplest form, in its Pshat form, you'd only find 3 switches. And therefore, we have to interpret that this Pasuk Chav Gimel, the last one, Uva Aron, Elo Moed, is talking about an additional time that he switches his Bigadim. And that is that he switches into his Bigdei Lavan again to remove the Kafa Machta, the Ketoret that he put in there earlier during the Avodat Yom. Once you've done that, you end up now with him switching his clothes 4 times. And because of those 4 switches, he ends up with 5 Tfilot and 10 Kiddushin. Obviously, there's an additional switching of clothing, either from his Bigdei Chol into his Bigdei Zahav, or at the end of the day, the Bigdei Zahav into Bigdei Chol, and that's why we get to the 5 Tfilot. The question now is, how do you know that every time you switch from avoda to avoda that you need a tevilah, or every time you switch for your clothing from Bigdei Zahav to Bigdei Lavan, you require a tevilah? That happens to be a machloket, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi, and the Gemara is now going to bring that down. The Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, minayin l'chamesh tevilot v'asara kiddushim shetovel kohen gadol u'mekodesh bo bayom. What is the source for this idea that you have to have the 5 tevilot and the asara kiddushin? Now, the number is already determined by Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The question is, what's the source for the fact that the point at which you do these tevilot is in the switching of the bigadim or switching of the avodot? Talmud Omar, Pasuk says, Uvaron Elo Moed, Upashat et Bigdei Abad. So he takes off his Bigdei Bad, he takes off his linen clothing, the white clothing that he's using for Yom HaKippurim, Virachatz Visaro Bamayim. And then he washes himself. He goes to the mikveh, B'makom Kadosh, in a place that is Kadosh. When he goes to the mikvah in a makom kadosh, and that's what we read before, that the tvilot of the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim are done in the azara in a makom kadosh, on the mikvah above the Beit HaParva, v'lavashet bigadav yatza v'asa. Then he puts on his bigadav, the bigadav here are the Bigdei Zahav, and then he goes out, and he does the remainder of the avodah, halamato. From this year we conclude, shekol ha-mishaneh me'avodah le'avodah, ta'un tvilah. Anytime you switch from one avodah to another avodah, you require going to the mikveh, which is the Pasuk, which we discussed in yesterday's daf as well, which is Pasuk Chav Gimel, it says Upashat, Pasuk Chav Dal, it says Virachatz, and then after that it says V'lavash. So it seems to be there's a necessity for a rechitza between Pashat and Lavash. When you strip down the clothing and put on the new clothing, you require a mikveh in between. I'm a Rabbi. Now we have Rabbi's view of this. Minayin l'chamesh tevilot v'asara kiddushim shetovel kohen gadol u'mekodesh bo b'yom shnemar. So he actually brings a pasuk in the beginning of the Avodat Yom HaKippurim. The pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda brings is the pasukim from the tail end of Avodat Yom HaKippurim, switching into the Bigdei Zahav. Rabbi, on the other hand, brings the pasuk in the beginning of the Avodat Yom HaKippurim, where he's switching from the Bigdei Zahav into the Bigdei Lavan. And there, in pasuk Dalet, it says, Kutonet bad kodesh yobash, mechnesei bad yu'al b'saro, uba avnei bad yachkor, Big day kodesh heim, verachatz b'mayim et b'saro u'levesham. You'll have to go to the mikveh and then put them on. So you see from here that there's a requirement to go to the mikveh before you put on the big day lavan. Halamata, kashol ha-meshaneh me'avodah levodah ta'un tevilah. Anytime you switch from one avodah to the next, when you switch to bigadim, you require a tevilah. Vomer. And the pasuk also has these extraneous words, which are big day kodesh heim. It's describing the ktonet bad, and the mitznefet bad, and the michneseh bad, and the avnet bad that he puts on. He calls them big day kodesh heim, which is obviously unnecessary, because of course they're big day kodesh heim. Hokshu kol ha-bigadim kulam zeh lezeh. There's a hekesh between all the bigadim. The Gemara will come back and explain what this additional limud is. V'chamesh avudot heim. And here the Gemara loosely says that there are five avudot on Yom HaKippurim, meaning there are five sections of avoda that require the switching of the clothing. We will get to this later on in the Masechta on Daf Ayin, where we'll have the argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer exactly what the layout of the avodah is for the day. Here we just have a loose definition. Over there is a machloket between Rashi, Tosafot, Rambam, exactly what the layout of the avodah Yom is. But here we have a loose description of it, which is Tamid Shoshachar, the big day Zahav. The morning avodot, that which goes with the Tamid Shoshachar, is done in the big day Zahav. Then, avodah Yom, the big day Lavan. Then you do the avodah of Yom HaKippurim in the big day Lavan. Elo ve'el ha'am be'big day zahav. The Kohen Gadol's ayil, as well as the ayil of the am, which are mentioned here that they have to be brought, they're done in the big day zahav. That's avodat chutz. That's avodat that's done outside of the omelay. They're done in the big day zahav. Kaf u'machta be'big day lavan. Then he returns in the Kohen Gadol to take out the kaf and the machta, the spoon, and the pan that he took in to do the ktoret, lifnai lifnim, during the avodat yom. He goes in to remove them in his big day levan. And then the final stage, the fifth one, is tamid shel ben arba'im, the big day zahav. At the afternoon, tamid, and everything that goes with it, were done in the big day zahav. What's obviously missing from here is the musafim, and that has to do with the machloket later on, and daf ayin between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Over here, Rashi mentions that the Musafim go together with the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, which is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah later on, which is somewhat surprising since we pass an halacha like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore it would have made more sense to subscribe to the position of Rabbi Akiva that the Musafim are split up between the first Avodah B'Big Day Zahav and the second Avodah B'Big Day Zahav, and not in the third Avodah B'Big Day Zahav. Nevertheless, Rashi brings down that opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that the Musafim are included in the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. There's also some other small avodot, like the burning of the ear and the par ha-nisrafim that went in lifnai lifnim. Where does that fall out? And we'll get to that on daf ayin. So therefore you learn that there are five avodot. Five avodot means there are five changes of clothing, which requires a tevilah on each one of them. How do you know that each tevilah also requires you to wash your hands twice? Tamlomar upashat virachatz virachatz vilavash. This is something we discussed yesterday, that the rachatz in Pasuk Chav Dalet sits between upashat, that he strips off his bigadim, velavash, and he puts on the bigadim, and Chazal read it with both of them. They read upashat, and then verachatz, and then rachatz, velavash. Now this is according to Rabbi, because Rabbi Yehuda already uses that rachatz to teach you how to go to the mikveh when you're switching your clothing. So he doesn't have this available for the limud that's brought here in this braita. The limud here, that rachatz means in Tilat Yadayim, this is in Rabbi's position. Rabbi, who learns out the switching of clothing requires mikveh from Pasuk Dalet, which is rachatz b'mayim b'saro l'vesham, then he has this Pasuk of rachatz in Pasuk Chav Dalet to teach you about Kiddush Yadayim Regalayim. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, Omer Kavachomer. You don't need that. You don't need that Pasuk to teach you this, because Uma b'makom she'ein tu'un tevilah, tu'un kiddush, in a place where he doesn't require tevilah. As Rashi points out, when you enter into the Mikdash in the morning, you don't require a tevilah. We only make you go to the mikveh because of Srach Tumah, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the reason you go into the mikveh is to remind you of possible Tumah. But there's no obligation to go into the mikveh yet. We saw in the Braita yesterday, if you don't do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, you're not allowed to go in and do a avodah or enter into the Mikdash. Makom shetaun tevilah. Over here where you acquire a tevilah, based on the psukim, verachatz, if that requires tevilah, in odin shetaun kiddush, certainly you should have to wash your hands. So if in a place where there's no requirement of tevilah, you wash your hands, then certainly in a place where there is a requirement of tevilah, you should have to wash your hands and your feet. It says, imal halan kiddush. Echad, afan kiddush echad. That's the case, then why are you washing your hands and your feet twice? If in the morning when you go in, you don't do it twice, you do it once. So the Kal v'chomer would only teach me one time to wash your hands and your feet. So how would I get the second one? Tamal omar, uva haron el omoed, ufashat bigdei habad asher lavash. So here we have some extraneous wording here, asher lavash. Matom lomomer asher lavash. Of course he was wearing them. What else would he take off? If he's taking off the bigadim, he's obviously taking off the bigadim that he is wearing. So asher lavash is superfluous. So klum adam poshet el amash lavash, ela vakish pshita levisha. Comes connect between the stripping off of his clothing to the putting on of his clothing. Malavisha tun kiddush. Just like putting on of the clothing requires a kiddush yadayim regalim because that's the Kal v'chomer that Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon learns. Apshita, so too the stripping off of his clothing, ta'un kiddush, requires the washing of one's hands and feet. So here we have two machlokot, which the Gemara is actually going to connect between them. First machlokot is between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda as to what is the source for going to the mikveh when you change your clothing. Rabbi Yehuda believes it comes from Pasuk of Gimel of Dalet, which is Upashat, Virachatz, Vilavash. Rabbi, on the other hand, believes it comes from Pasuk Dalet, which is Virachatz, Vamayim, Sarol, Vesham. But a second machloket, which is, what's the source for the two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, every time he goes to the mikveh and changes his clothing, what's the source for that? We have one source, which is Pashat, Rachatz, and Lavash. As we said before, that's got to be in the Shita of Rabbi, because Rabbi Yehuda already used that Pasuk. Then we have a second opinion, which is Rabbi Elazar by Rabbi Shimon, who says, we learn out the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim from a Kal v'chomer. That only teaches us about putting on the clothing that we require a washing of hands and feet, the Kal v'chomer from the morning, where you have to wash your hands and feet to enter into the Mikdash. In addition to that, we have the superfluous language of Asher Lavash. And that teaches me that even when you're taking off the clothing, there's a need for washing hands and feet, and that's how we get the two of them. And now the Gemara is going to connect between those two machlokot and say they are mashlim echad et hasheni to get the total picture of the five tefillot and the 10 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, minayin lechamesh tefillot v'asara kiddushim shetovel kohen gadol u'mekadesh bo b'yom. Tamal omar uvar ron elo moed, chatzi b'saro b'mayim, b'makom kadosh, halamata, kol shol meshaneh me'avodat avodat to'un tefillah. This is the Rabbi Yehuda that we quoted above. Ashkechan mi'bigdei lavan le'bigdei zahav. So this is the source for Rabbi Yehuda's position in the Psukim, in Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, the Kohen Gadol switching from his Big Day Lavan that he did Avodat Yom HaKippurim into his Big Day Zahav. So I've learned from here, you're right. Every time you switch from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zahav, you have to go to the Mikveh. Me Big Day Zahav to Big Day Lavan, Minayin. What about me Big Day Zahav to Big Day Lavan? Where do we know that from? Tanya Beis Rabbi Shmuel. Tanya Beis Shmuel says it's a Kal v'chomer. Uma Big Day Zahav Shein Kohen Nichnas Behen Lifnai Lifnim. The Big Day Zahav, which the Kohen Gadol cannot go into the Kodesh HaKodoshim with them, Ta'un Tevilah, he requires Tevilah for those. Big Day Lavan. Big Day Lavan, which is a Avodat Yom HaKippurim, in which the Kohen Gadol enters Lifnayim Lifnim to the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Yechnas V'em Lifnayim Lifnim, and Udin Sh'Ta'un Tevilah? Certainly they should require Tevilah. It says, Yigal HaMifrach, Ma the Big Day Zahav, Shekein Kabratan Miruba. But maybe there's something different about the Big Day Zahav, because the Big Day Zahav are used all the time. And therefore, they have more Kedusha, because they provide the Kohen Gadol his Kedusha on a regular basis. The Big Day Lavan are only used once a year. Yeah, it happens to be Yom Kippur, but it still may not be as high or in high level as Big Day Zahav. And so maybe Tevilah is only needed for Big Day Zahav, not for the Big Day Lavan. Anafgalei midirabi. He learns it out from Rabbi. So what we say in the end from Yehuda's position is Rabbi Yehuda also subscribes to Rabbi's position. And that is, again, Mar is going to ask this in 1 second on Rabbi himself, but if you look at the Psukim carefully in Pasuk, Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, he's switching from the Big Day Lavan into the Big Day Zahav. That's the source for Rabbi Yehuda for going to Tevilah from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zahav. If you look at Rabbi's Pasuk and Dalet, he's switching there from the Big Day Zahav into the Big Day Lavan. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says. For switching from Big Day Zahav to Big Day Lavan, I learned that from the same Pasuk that Rabbi learned out. Pasuk Dalet, which is Rachatz B'mayim B'sarol V'sham. So that's my source for Tevilah for both types of switches of clothing, both from Zahav to Lavan and Lavan to Zahav. So I'm a Rabbi. Now we're going to look at Rabbi's position. Minayin lechamesh tefillot v'asara kiddushim shetovel kohen gadol u'mekadesh bo b'yom. Tamal omer tonet bad kodesh yobash. Ha lamadta shekol meshaneh me'avodah levodah shetovel tefillah. Pasuk dalet, that's what we saw earlier in Rabbi's position. The Gemara asks the question, now ashkahan be big day Zahav to big day Lavan. That pasuk and pasuk dalet is switching from big day Zahav to big day Lavan. Be big day Lavan, the big day Zahav minayin. How does he know that it also applies to big day Lavan to big day Zahav? Tana debi Rabbi Shmuel Kal v'chomer. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel says, well, maybe it's a Kal v'chomer. Ma big day Lavan she'in kaparatan mirubah, that the big day Lavan whose kapara is not so extensive, it's only used on Yom Kippurim, to win him tevilah, they require tevilah, big days ahav, shakratan meruba, the big days ahav, that kapara is used all year round, and din should win him tevilah, certainly they should require tevilah. It says, yikana mefrach, ma the big devan, shekain nichnas ben lifnai lifnim, big devan have a chumra to them, which is that you go into the kodesh ha-kodeshim with them. So really what turns out from the Tanya Beis Shmuel is that each one of them has a chumra. Big day Levan have a chumra that you can go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim with them. Big day Zahav have a chumra because they're used all year round. So because of that, I cannot extrapolate from one to the other. And therefore, I will require a full limud for that. That's what's meant in the end of the Braita. We mentioned this before in the Braita. Omer Big Day Kodeshim. The extraneous words of Big Day Kodeshim that are found in Pasuk Dalet, where do they come to teach you? So that comes to teach you, those big day kodesh haim come to teach you. Anytime you switch from big day kodesh, whether it's zahav to lavan or lavan to zahav, does not matter. You do require verachatz, you require a vila. And since vachamesha avodot haim, there are five avodot on the day. This is what we mentioned already in the previous amud. Tamishal shachar be big day zahav, avodat ayom be big day lavan, ilo ve'ela am be big day zahav, kaf umachta be big day lavan, tamishal ben arbaim be big day zahav. Uminayin shekol tevila v'tevila tzriucha bet kiddushim. How do we know that you now you have to wash your hands and your feet each time twice when you go into the mikveh? Tamal omar upashat v'rachatz v'rachatz ulevash. So there is the pasuk that we brought before in the bright. Don't now we might ask about that. Had betevila aktiv. That pasuk says v'rachatz. So the Gemara says, "Imenu inyan l'tvila, denafkalei mi big day kodeshim." You don't need it for tvila because we already learned that out from rachatz b'mayim et b'sarol v'sham. We already know all that information. Then this is extraneous. This rechitza. Tenei inyan l'kiddush. That'll be used for kiddush yadayim raglaim. That's the completion of the picture of Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Shita is the way we learn out tvila. It's from pasuk dalet, which is rachatz b'mayim et b'sarol v'sham. That's putting on the big day levan. Big day kodeshim. That extraneous wording teaches you, even if it's the other way around, when you're switching from the Levan to the Zahav, you also go to the Mikveh. So that's the source for Rambi, for the fact that you go to the Mikveh, whether you're switching from Levan to Zahav or Zahav to Levan. How does he know about the washing of your hands by the stripping down of the clothing and putting on the clothing? That we have Upashat, in Pasul Chav Gemo, in Pasul Chav Dalet says Brachat, and then Ulavash. So by each Pshita and Levisha, we require Rechitza. That rechitza really should be mean to go to the mikveh, but we don't need it anymore. So since it's not talking about the mikveh, we say it's talking about washing one's hands and feet. And that's a complete picture of Rabbi's shita. So the Gemara says, "V'lichtavei rachmana b'lashon kiddush." Why doesn't the Torah then write it as kiddush? Why does it write it as rachatz? Okay, it's nice that we don't eat it there and we're going to use it for kiddush yadayim raglaim, but why not just say kiddush yadayim raglaim? Hakmashkalan tefila kikiddush. That the tefillah is similar to the washing of one's hands and feet. Ma kiddush b'makom kadosh. Just like the kiddush is in a place in the Azara, because you do it from the kior, which is found in the Azara. Af tefillah b'makom kadosh. So too, the tefillah has to be done in a makom kadosh. And that's the source of what was said in the Mishnah, that all the tefillot of the Kohen Gadol are done in the mikveh above the Beit HaParvo, in makom kadosh, in a place that is kadosh b'kedushat ha'azara, as discussed on Sunday's daf, why exactly or how exactly it had the kedushat ha'azara. But because of that, the source for this is this pasuk here, that the vila requires a makom kadosh. Now, Rashi here does note that even though the vila rishona in the morning is not learnt out of this pasuk, the first vila is learned out because of Rabbi Yehuda, tzrach tuma. So tzrach tuma means the first vila in the morning is only midrabanan. And that's why it can be done al shar hamayim and not in a makom kadosh. On the other hand, the remaining vilot are learnt out of the pasuk and the hekesh between the rechitza and the kiddush yadayim raglaim. And because of that, they are required to be done in the azara. So Rashi says this is the shita Rabbi Yehuda, not like Ben Zoma earlier. Like Rabbi Yehuda, who says the first vila is midrabanan, and that's why it does not require makom kadosh. It's a very difficult position, because the whole Gemara here is discussing the fact that the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim is five tevilot. Five tevilot makes it sound like all five tevilot are mid'oraita. If that's the case, the first tevila should also require a makom kadosh. There are different answers given to this. One of the answers is based on the Tosfot Yishanim that we mentioned earlier in today's daf, which is the Tosfot Yishanim believes that the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim was not about the five tevilot. Rather, you switch avodot five times. How many tevilot? That's learnt out of the psukim. So therefore, anything that's learnt out of the psukim has this hekesh between the rechitza and the kiddush yadayim raglaim. Anything that's not learnt out of the psukim, meaning that a tevila that's not generated because of the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim of switching from clothing to clothing, that does not require makom kadosh. So that's where Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Mishnah, he actually answers for Rashi in this way. There's actually a Tosafot back on Daf Lamed. Amud Aleph, the last line of Tosafot and back in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, he asked this question, and he says that's because V'had lo tovo b'makom kadosh. Why doesn't the first time that he goes to the mikvah done in a makom kadosh? Svaruhu. It's a logical argument. Came da kati lo nitkadesh b'big day kodesh, shidvo b'chol. Since he has yet to put on the big day kodesh, there's no reason that he should be doing a tvilah b'makom kadosh. But also it says it's simply in our logical argument, which is, until the Kohen is nitkadesh, the big day kodesh, then we don't require him to remain in a makom kadosh. Makom kadosh is a result of him being kadosh. And how does he become kadosh? By putting on the big day kodesh. Until he has on the big day kodesh, we won't require the tevilah be in makom kadosh. And that's why the first tevilah is accepted from this rule, and can be done in makom chol. According to Tosafot, this could be even according to Ben Zoma, doesn't necessarily relegate it just to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And that would be easier because of the nature of the Chamesh Tevilot, Halach Lamosh Misinai, which makes it sound like all five of them are Doraita, and not one that is the Rabbanan. So now we've understood the position of Rabbi. Now what about the position of Rabbi Yehuda? For Rabbi Yehuda, we've already understood where he learns out the Rechitza between the switching of the clothing. He learns out from Big Day Levant to Big Day Zahav, from Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dal, which is Pashat Rachatz Lavash. He learns Big Day Zahav to Big Day Levant from Pasuk Dal, the Pasuk of Rabbi, which is Rachatz Ramayim Visarol Vesham. Kiddush Minole. For Rabbi Yehuda, where does he know the Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim? The Nafkalei Mid Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. He must hold like Rabbi Elazar bit Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon learned it from a Kal V'Chomer. Learned out the Kal V'Chomer, number one, that during the morning, when you enter in the Mikdash, you have to do a Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim, not go to the Mikveh. Kal V'Chomer here, where you're going to the Mikveh, you must also do a Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim. In addition, we have the extraneous, superfluous words of Asher Lavash. That taught us that it's not only when you get put on your clothing, it's also when you take off your clothing. So now we understood the position of Rabbi Yehuda. As far as the position of Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, seems strange. They seem to take both sides of the coin here, which is, they think it's a Kal V'Chomer one way, and then they think it's a Kal V'Chomer the other way. What were they thinking? So Tosafot addresses that and says, Yesh Lomar, the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Gamar Tvila, Mibig De Lavan, the Big De Zahav, Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Mibig De Zahav, the Big De Lavan, Ki Rabbi. They learn one out like Rabbi Yehuda, one like Rabbi, and then they ask, why do I need two Psukim for this? Why do I need two Psukim for this if I could have learned it out from one Pasuk? So then they try to work through the Kal V'Chomer and realize the Kal V'Chomer doesn't work. And that's why they need two separate Psukim. Now, the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Chista. Had the Rabbi, Mafka mi de Rabbi Meir, or Mafka mi de Rabbanan. Rabbi's opinion is not like the Chachamim and is not like Rabbi Meir. We bumped into the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir earlier on as to where the placement of the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim was. Everybody agreed that the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim was after you put on the new clothing. Question was, when you removed the previous clothing. According to the Chachamim, was done before you removed the previous clothing. And according to Rabbi Meir, was after you removed the previous clothing. So that is the machloket before. Rav Chista says, Rabbi's position agrees with neither of them. Because, mafka mid Rabbanan, he's not like the Rabbanan, dil Rabbanan amrei, shulavush mikadesh. As when he's wearing the clothing, he washes his hands. It means that he washes them before he takes off the old clothing, and he also washes them again after he's put on the new clothing. Viu amar, whereas Rabbi says, kashuhu poshet mikadesh, that he washes his hands after he's taken off the clothing. Because the way he has it is, upashat virachat. Take off the clothing first, and then rachat. You do kiddush yadayim raglayim. Ma'afka mirabbi meir, he's not like Rabbi Meir. Dil Rabbi Meir, amar, a meir agrees with him with the first kiddush yadayim raglayim that's after you take off the clothing. But hakidush batra, in the latter kiddush yadayim raglayim, kishu lavush mikadesh. According to Rabbi Meir, he agrees with the chachamim there. Only after you put on the clothing, do you wash your hands. Viu amar, whereas Rabbi says kishu poshet mikadesh. He washes before he puts on the new clothing because of the drasha. The drasha is upashat virachatz. After the clothing's off, you do kiddush yadayim raglayim, and then virachatz ulavash. You do kiddush yadayim raglayim again, and then get dressed. So based on that, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, according to Rabbi, the way Rav Chista is reading him, is always when he's not wearing his clothing. So that doesn't work according to the Chachamim, who say that he's wearing his clothing all the time. And according to Rabbi Meir, it doesn't work, because even Rabbi Meir agrees in the latter part, when he puts on his clothing, that he does it afterwards, not before. So that's what Rav Chista says. Rabbi is now a third opinion as to where the placement of the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is. Amar Rav Achar bar Yaakov, Hakol Modim, B'Kiddush Shenish, Lovesh, V'Chachakach, Mitkadesh. Vacher Be'yakov disagrees with Rav Chista and says, even Rabbi agrees in the second Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim that it's done after you put on the clothing. How does he know that? My time, Adam Akra, Obigishtam Adam Mizbeach, that when they approach the Mizbeach, that you have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in order to enter into the Mikdash to Avoda. It says, when do you have to do this? Begishtam Adam Mizbeach, when they're going to approach the Mizbeach. Mishenu Mukhusar Ala Gisha, person who has to wash from the Kiyor is someone who is only missing the approach to the Mizbeach. That's a zesh mechusar levisha vigisha. Over here, if he was to wash his hands before he put on the new clothing, after the washing, he would be missing putting on the big day kuna and then approaching the mizbeach. So from the psukim, it sounds like immediately after you finish the washing, you can approach the mizbeach. That can only be true if you already have your clothing on. From there, Rav Acher B'Yachus says everybody agrees that the second kiddush adam raglaim is done after the clothing is on. Amalei Rav Acher braid the rovo, the ravashi. Lo Rav Chista itlei the Rav Acher. Rav Acher itlei the Rav Chista. Obviously, Rav Chista does not hold the Rav Acher's position. Rav Acher doesn't hold the Rav Chista's position. Dim Kain, the rabbi have a little chameshar kiddushin. Because if you subscribe to both of their positions together, you'd actually end up with 15 times that you have to wash your hands and feet during the day. That is because if you held like Rav Chista, that would say, upashat, you take off your clothing, verachatz. You have to do a kiddush adam raglaim. Then verachatz, do another kiddush adam raglaim after your tevilah, and then put on the new clothing. And according to Rav Acher B'Yaakov, because of the pasuk in Shmot, you'd also have to do another washing after you put on the new clothing. That means every time you switch the clothing, you'd actually do three kiddush adam raglaim if you put their two opinions together. Well, if you have chamesh tevilot, and you require three kiddush adam raglaim each time, you'd end up with 15 kiddush adam raglaim altogether. So what he's pointing out is that Rav Chista and Rav Acher cannot subscribe to each other's positions, and that's what drives Rav Chista to believe Rabbi is not like Rabbi Meir or the Chachamim. Whereas Rav Acher says no, that Rabbi is very similar to Rabbi Meir's opinion. Now the Gemara continues with the Mishnah. Hevi'u lo et tamid kartzol. Gemara says, my kartzol. What does kartzol mean? Amrauna lishna d'ktaluhu. It's a lashon of killing, meaning doing the shkita. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Maikra. Where do you know this lashon from? So he quotes the pasuk from Yirmiyahu, which is describing Machut Mitzrayim. It says, Egla Yefeh Fia. It's actually two words in the Navi, but it's really one word, which is Yefeh Fia. It's very beautiful. Mitzrayim. Keretz Mitzafon Bava. This keretz is coming from the north, is coming into it. It's my mashma. So how do you know this kartzol means to kill or to do shkita? Okay, the Mitargim Rav Yosef. If you remember, Rav Yosef fell ill in the middle of his life, and he turned into a Sagi Nohori, he turned blind. Once he's blind, he can't learn Torah Shebichtav directly in the Hebrew, because you're not allowed to learn Torah Shebichtav, Ela Mitoch HaKtav, reading it out of the Ktav. Since he was blind, he couldn't do that. Therefore, Rav Yosef is the Baki in Targum, in the translation of the Psukim, because that's how he learned Torah Shebichtav, is through the Targum. So the Mitargim Rav Yosef, Malka Yai, great and haughty nation, Hava Mitzrayim, was Mitzrayim. That's what the Egla Yefifia means. Egla represents Mitzrayim. Yefia, very, very beautiful. Yefeh, Yefeh. Amamin Kitulim, this deadly nation, this killer nation, Mitzipuna Yetinola, from the north is coming upon it. And we know from other places in Yirmiyahu that Mitzafon Tipatacha Ra'ah, which is from the north, the bad is coming, that refers to Melch Babel or Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is going to come and destroy or kill Mitzrayim. So from the Targum of Keretz, meaning Kitulin, to kill, we see that the word katzol means to kill over here. Now, bava also relates to the way that Yosef interprets the dreams of Paro. He says there, al hishanot achalom. Why is the chalom doubled? Because it's going to happen very soon. So the Mefarshim say the same thing over here. Why is the lashon bava mean? Because it's going to happen very soon. They're coming very soon to you. A similar type of idea here, which means that the Babylonians are going to come and conquer the Mitzrim. Now Gemara says, "Kartzo bekamo." How much do you have to do? What does that mean to kill it? So Amar Ula Barov Shnayim has to do a robe of the two simanim, which is the minimum amount for shechita of an animal, is that you do the robe of two of the simanim. Chenam Rabbi Yochanan Barov Shnayim, Afresh Lakish Savar Barov Shnayim, and also Rabbi Lakish says the same thing. Damar Shlakish Chima Achar Sheshaninu Rubo Shalachad Kemohu Lama Sheninu Rove Echad Baof. Rov Shnayim Bebehemah. If we already have a principle that Rov, as if you've done the whole thing, then why do you have to make a specific statement that Rov Echad, you only need by an oaf, you need one siman, and by a behemah, you need two simani. Well, if Rov is Kikulo, then why do you need to specifically tell me that Rov by an oaf is enough, Rov Siman Echad is enough? Because it is already Kikulo. And Rov Shnayim by a behemah is enough? Well, of course it is enough, because it's Kikulo. Fisha Shanino, Hevilo Tamid, Kartso, Humerek, Acher Shkita Al Yodo. That he does the Kirtza, he does the killing or the shchita, and then someone else finishes off the shchita for him. And then the Kohen Gadol does Kibbalat Adam. And then he does Rikat Adam. You would think if someone didn't finish off the shchita, it would be pasul. Wait a minute. How could you ever say that? How could you say if he didn't finish it off, it would be pasul? Now you have a problem because you have someone else involved in the Avodah. And we know the Avodah on Yom Kippur has to be totally done by the Kohen Gadol. If you have something that is ma'akev the Avodah, then the Kohen Gadol must do it. So how can you suggest over here that if it wasn't finished off the Shechita, that it would be Pasul? Can't be Pasul, because then the Kohen Gadol would have to do it. fact that someone else can finish it off indicates to you that it is not something that is absolutely required. And it is done. The Gemara asks why we have to do it. Gemara says, "Vatanya, kol vado yom kippurim ein kasher ota labo." All the avodah on Yom Kippur is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. If that's the case, how could you have someone else finishing off the shechita if there is a demand for that? Now the question here, we're stating in the simplest form, which is, if it's a required avodah to make it pasul, you would require a Kohen Gadol because it's Yom HaKippurim. Tosafot suggests that the Gemara could be asking other questions, one of which is, you're not allowed to do Shechita B'Shnayim. Here, if we bring in someone else to do something that is Me'akev, then you would have Shechita B'Shnayim, which would also be a problem. And then he asks the problem, which is that the requirement for Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim is only Avodot that relate to Yom Kippur itself. Not necessarily by the Tamid Shoshachar, which is an everyday Avodah, that may not require a Kohen Gadol. So Tosafot says, maybe it would be Pasul Midrabanan, what we require the Kohen Gadol to do everything Midrabanan. He says, other people say that the Merikah is a Tzorech of Kabbalah, which we'll see in a second, that you need to the Merikah to do proper Kabbalah. Therefore, we think it's a part of Kabbalah. The Tosafot thinks that's not a good explanation. And then the others, he says, Mefashim kevin tahamar shkita lav avodahi. If you say that shkita is not an avodah, because it's also noheg b'chulin. It's not an avodah, because not only do you have to do shkita in the Kodashim, you have to do shkita even outside of Kodashim in Chulin. Therefore, it's not considered to be an Avodah. And by Chulin, the Miruk is not Me'akev. You can do Rosh Shnayim b'Chulin, and it wouldn't be an issue at all. Well, if that's the case, then doing Miruk, if you demand Miruk in Kodashim, that means that's something unique, not part of Chulin, and would make it into an Avodah. Once it's an Avodah, then you would need Kohen Gadol to be involved. That's the question of the Gemara. This is what it means. Yochoi hei pasul midrabanan. Now we would think it's pasul midrabanan if he doesn't finish off the shechita. Lekach shaninu. That's why we say rov echad ba'of, rov shnayim bebehema. That's completely sufficient. That you don't have to finish it off. You would think, okay, midoraita, you only need rov of echad, musiman echad in an oaf, and rov shnei simanim by a behema. But midrabanan, we tell you to finish off the whole shechita, which happens to be true. That's what Tosafot asks. Over here he says in Chulin, that's actually what we do. We said in Chulin, it's better l'chatchila to finish off the entire shechita, because we'd rather you do the whole thing and not be at a safek, maybe you didn't do a rov. But that is true, as Tosafot says, only if you have one person doing the shechita. If he stops to do the shechita, to bring in a second person to finish the shechita, even in Chulin, we wouldn't require you to do that l'chatchila, because that could look like another problem of psulim in shechita. Mar says, well, if that's the case, that if there's no psul to be the rabbanan, and you don't have to finish off the shechita, then why in our Mishnah do we demand another Kohen come in and finish off the shechita? Mitzvah l'mareik. Because there is a mitzvah l'mareik. And why is there a mitzvah to be mareik? Is because for the Kabbalat Adam, it is ma'afsher. It facilitates the Kabbalat Adam in a full way. Because if you remove all the simanim, then you get a full flow of the blood out, and it's better for Kabbalat Adam. So, it's not a requirement. It's not an obligation. That's why the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do it. Why do we ask someone to come in and do it? It's because we need all the blood to come out, or as much blood as possible for Kabbalat Adam. And therefore, we ask someone to finish it off, even though it's not absolutely necessary. It's a mitzvah. It's a good thing to do. Okay, we'll stop over here.